Hello and welcome to UFRO Podcast. I'm Tarun Bhatija, reporting from the headquarters of the International Union of Forest Research Organizations in Vienna, Austria. In this podcast, I will interview Eero Mikkola, who is project coordinator for UFRO-led initiative, GFIS, the Global Forest Information Service. Hi Eero, can you please give us a short introduction and explain to us how GFIS was started?
GFIS, Global Forest Information Service, is a partnership development and gateway development. It's a gateway for forest information at www.gfis.net. At the same time, it's the partnership where partners are developing service for partners. UFRO nowadays is a leader of the GFIS, and other core partners are FAO, C4, IGRAF, and the UNFF Secretariat. GFIS has around 170 information provider partners from around the world, which have linked their forest information to GFIS. GFIS releases around 60-70 new information items daily on its entry page. It has a multilingual interface, and it has possibility to release all languages from the world. The first version of the GFIS Gateway was released 2002, and after that it has been developed regularly by core partners. At the beginning it was under the UFRO Task Force and then Special Program. Since 2006 it has been the initiative of the Collaborative Partnership on Forests. And nowadays the gateway is hosted and developed by Finnish Forest Research Institute METLA.
And from your point of view, why is it important to share forest-related information globally?
Forest and forest sector, it plays important role on natural economy, global economy, and natural resources. And it's very important that policymakers, decision makers, and researchers, they know one place from where they can find the validated and updated forest information.
So is this why GFIS is important, or why is the service that you can provide valuable?
Because of the importance of the forest sector, it's valuable and really important that there is one place where this forest information is available and it's updated daily, and users who are looking for the information, they know that place, and also the organizations, institutes, which maintain and share forest information, they know the place to where they can link the information.
Is GFIS an effective service, or can it still improve?
Today, GFIS has almost 200 information providers around the world which have linked their information to GFIS. It has multilingual interface, and the information can be linked in any language to GFIS. It really manages the different languages. And we really follow our users' feedback. And now we are developing the next version of GFIS, to which we are adding automatic translation tool, new information types, new functions, which means that we really serve our partners and their needs.
I think it would be interesting for our listeners to know more about the new features and the searchable topics. So can you tell us more?
Because now we have a few information types. We are adding educational resources search, project search, and expert search. We improved the GFIS calendar, which already now contains around 70 coming forest events from the world. And we improved the event planner function.
And what is your vision for the future of GFIS?
The most important information providers related to forest information, they have linked their information to GFIS, and we're getting more and more users and more colleagues, organizations, they know the GFIS and they know the place from where they can find this last updated information. And we have resources to develop further the GFIS gateway in terms of the needs of our users and partners.
If a scientist or organization would like to link their information to be available in GFIS, what do they have to do?
They have to come to visit at Chiefis website at www.chiefis.net, and there is a link for information provision. They have to open account on Chiefis to get their username and password to Chiefis gateway. Then they have to create RSS feeds from the information available their website, and when these feeds are available, then they link those feeds through their Chiefis account to Chiefis search, and then Chiefis searches their feeds every 2 hours. Each time when they have a new information there, it's available through the Chiefis.
And to conclude this interview, what is your personal message to the listeners out there?
Today, there's a huge amount of information, and it's so easy to add that piece of information to web and then trust that users can find. But it's really difficult for users to find information. Please take care how you prepare, how you classify, how you add your keywords to your information, and how you put it available on web. And Chiefis is a very good way to promote your forest information globally.
This was a podcast brought to you by UFRO, the International Union of Forest Research Organizations. Thank you for listening and stay tuned.